Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone. We're trying to hook up with Larry, and as usual, we're having all kinds of trouble doing that. Not that that's unusual. I wanted to start off here by reading something that someone sent in. It says, the two mass shooters from this past weekend are being grossly misrepresented by the fake news to push an anti-Trump agenda in tones that can only be described as incitement to civil war. The press has lied to us so much over the past few years, there is no reason to believe anything they're reporting about these mass shooting events, especially with so many details coming out that contradict the scripted narrative that white supremacy is the greatest threat to the United States. Dozens of Antifa members following and followed by 24-year-old Ohio shooter Connor Betts, by the way, we got something on him too, are mass deleting their social media accounts as I write this, but I got a look at some before Betts' Twitter account was taken down. Betts clearly expressed that he was a Satanist who hated Trump, hated ICE, supported Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren, and he specified his agenda pronouns as he, him. Last June, he tweeted, I want socialism. I'll not wait for the idiots to finally come around to understanding. Nowhere to be seen was anything about white supremacy. One of the shooting victims was his own sister. Albrecht is being spun as a white supremacist and being blamed by on Trump by the Democrats and fake news. Beggars belief. Larry, are you with us?
I'm here, sir.
Okay, boy, it took a long time to get to you. I was reading something that came in. I'm not sure if you sent it to me or where I found it from, but I wanted to bring that in. That what's really going on, folks, is pre-crime. They're advancing this concept of pre-crime with their so-called red flag laws that someone might commit a crime based upon, well, partly their social media comments, a friend, et cetera, et cetera. What do you think, Larry, about this? Remember what Bill Cooper said back in 1991. These events would be deliberately staged in order to make the public beg to repeal the Second Amendment. What do you think?
Well, it looks to me, if you listen to the rhetoric out there, even on Fox, they're about at that point. They'll surrender their soul if that's what it takes.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting because that's exactly what Trey Gowdy said. Did he give up his rights if it would stop this? So that's kind of an interesting comment. And here's another one I got from email from someone that says, Peter, the FBI for the first time has identified fringe conspiracy theories as a domestic terrorist. Who determines what's a conspiracy theory, Larry?
Well, for many years now, it's been the Southern Poverty Law Center.
Yeah, and the FBI, don't forget, folks, the FBI's Project Megiddo, where they identified Christians and those who believed in biblical prophecy. And then we had the fusion centers, and they expanded on that little list of the Megiddo Project by including motherhood, apple pie, of those who voted for Ron Paul. If you were against abortion, you were you should be put on a watch list. It's getting more and more interesting all the time. I wanted to make a comment about this. Trey Gowdy made the comment, "I would give up my rights to prevent this from happening again." I'm paraphrasing him. That really does sound very, very noble, doesn't it? So I just wanted to do a little bit of a rant here. Larry, break in anywhere you want. Who do I give up my rights to? Secondly, how do I give them up? Of course, by law. I assent to the laws they passed. The definition of a criminal is one who violates the law. How then do laws do anything to prevent criminal law-breaking acts? Well, the answer is simple. They do not. What they do instead is disarm the honest people who will abide by the laws. So all laws of the communist deep state UN are designed to disarm, in reality, the honest, law-abiding people. Well, we get into why they want to do that. That's pretty simple, really, when you get right down to it. But what if people were to resist these disarmament laws of the United Nations or the State Department or our federal government or our senators and a congressman? What if if the American people, that is the honest people now, were to insist that our constitutional rights, the Bill of Rights to keep and bear arms, were being infringed and they were not going to allow it? Well, then they become lawbreakers. And they become actually domestic terrorists. They are enemies of the state. Presently, the hue and cry is white supremacists, or nationalistic folks, actually, white nationalists. They are subject to arrest and imprisonment because they are resisting deep state communist attempts to take away the guns via false flag events. So if you give up your rights because of laws, again, who do we give them up to? Well, the answer is simple. You give them up to the state, the government, or in this case, perhaps, maybe the UN. What happens is, after you are disarmed and you're unable to defend yourself against a renegade government, which is why the Second Amendment is there in the first place, the government that disarmed you, what happens if they turn against you and they start rounding you up and killing you? I think that happened before in the Soviet Union. Mao in China, Pol Pot, Hitler, Stalin. So here's what they do. They demonize gun ownership. Then they start to demand registration. Then they confiscate the weapons under various pretenses. We're listening to one of them already. Well, you know, we've got to monitor, Trump said, social media. It all sounds great. It sounds wonderful. But then what happens once they've got the guns is they imprison and they kill to cull humanity down to the Georgia Guidestones and the eugenics of the rich men of the earth. So let's start infringing gun ownership by outlawing the AK-47 or the Mini-14s and large clips. Now, Trump has already outlawed the, what do they call that, Larry? Bumper stock, I think they call that?
Yeah.
And they've outlawed that already. Well, they're already talking about taking away large clips. But what does the Constitution and the Bill of Rights actually say? kind of interesting because what it says is, in order to maintain a free state, the right of the people to have, to keep, and to bear arms, I'm paraphrasing it, shall not be infringed. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. People should really do some study on the word infringed and find out what that actually means. Our Supreme Court's been infringing the rights of the American people. Why are those rights given in the first place? Well, there's a lady who writes for the New York Times said there's absolutely nothing in the Second Amendment that allows for the keeping of AK-47s and assault rifles. Well, really? Actually, what it says is, in order to maintain a free state, in other words, in order for the people to remain free from a tyrannical, lying, deceptive government, the people have the right to keep and bear any arms the military has. That's been infringed a long time ago. Where I'm going with this is obvious. State Department Document 7277. Total disarmament of the American people. Total disarmament of our U.S. armed forces. Or they go under the United Nations and become a United Nations peacekeeping force. This is global deep state. It's all it is. And they're lying through their teeth. And it's very, very dangerous, this road we're going down. And if you heard anything at all from President Trump, please, please listen to his speech, the latter part of it. It's about disarming the American people, coming in the back door with mental health issues. They're already disarming our vets. They're doing it on purpose. Veterans know how to organize. They know how to fight. We cannot allow that. Deep state is saying no. We have to find ways to get these guns out of the hands of the American people, because we cannot take over as long as they have them. So when Trump made the remark that, well, you know, if there's mental health issues, we might have to have involuntary confinement. That's exactly what the Soviet Union did to disarm their people and to put anybody that was not a communist in a mental health institution or in their gulags. We're headed down the same road, exact same road. Don't let these people fool you. These people are evil to the core, all of them. I am a firm believer in, I guess, the Second Amendment. It's there for a reason. Here's an article. U.S. shootings prompt calls for counterterrorism and gun reform. Guess where this is from? Council on Foreign Relations. Deep, deep state. The shooting that killed 20 people and injured dozens more at Walmart in El Paso, Texas, is being investigated as domestic terrorism, U.S. authorities said after an online manifesto attributed to the suspected gunman, which we're now finding out probably wasn't written by him at all, called the attack a response to Hispanic invasion of Texas. In other words, if you don't like illegal immigration coming across the border, well, you're kind of, by identification then, a domestic terrorist. This is how they do this. A little bit here, a little bit there. It's called infringement. It sounds like you have to do it. It sounds reasonable. But it nibbles away a little bit, and a little bit, and a little bit. And we know what the end result is. Anyway, what do you think, Larry?
Well, I guess that classic reminder, nothing new under the sun. I mean, you know, we got a classic case in Venezuela at the moment. Anybody can look at, that's exactly what they did. The communists came into power. They took all the guns away from the people, and now they're herding people and killing them and starving them and jailing them. So there you are. That's a classic example. That was the socialist utopia, the great communist playbook. And, you know, there it is.
Yeah. And ultimately, of course, this is the game plan is the great killing fields of the world. Georgia Guidestones. We must reduce humanity to 1.5 billion people worldwide. Don't forget Deagle.com and the depopulation of the United States, a drastic depopulation of millions of people in the United States. This is the plan of deep state. This is the plan, but they can't do it as long as the people keep their arms. I'll never forget, I can't remember if it was Solzhenitsyn or who it was, but he made the comment that had they known over there in Germany even, and had they known in Russia, what was going to be done to them if they had not given up their arms. He said, we would have picked up any weapon we had to kill the police, the secret police, because they always came out at night. They're going to do the same thing here. They'll visit you between 1 and 4 in the morning, probably around 3. That's a deep sleep thing where they surprise you and you cannot defend yourself. But what he said was, had we started killing these people, then the sheriff departments and the police departments and the military over there at the time, I'm just using our phraseology, they would have thought twice before they came out to visit you. They would have known that the odds are they were not coming back. They would not see their wives and their children again. They would be killed on the doorsteps of multitudes of places. So you have these warnings from people who already went through it, falling on deaf ears, and the rhetoric of the Democrats is total insanity. But unfortunately, this is all part of the game plan. And very, very bad news. And yes, the government did in fact issue the FBI issued a domestic terrorist tinfoil hat conspiracies theory. That's exactly what happened with Project Megiddo and the fusion centers, tinfoil hat conspiracy nuts. Well, it just so happens the tinfoil hat conspiracy nuts were simply telling the truth to the American people as to what was going on 9/11, what was going on in Waco, Texas, what was going on out there in Idaho, and what was going on in Vegas. And now we have it all over again. Where do you want to start, Larry? In Intel, China to invade Hong Kong within hours as riots turn violent. Have you got any more news on that?
No, I don't at the moment. The only thing that is being reported, however, the Intel Hal Turner has up says China to invade Hong Kong within hours as riots turn violent, and that, of course, is being verified by mainstream media at the time. It says all across the country, they're moving out into the country now away from Hong Kong and fighting against communists. And it says also in capital flight right now out of Hong Kong and China markets. Basically what they're saying is that Hong Kong and Chinese markets know what's coming, and they're trying to move a lot of the monetary values and you know, gold and silver, et cetera, out of the countries. So something's up.
Well, I know there have been numerous prophecies, and you know you can talk about prophecy all you want. Some are true, some are fake. But they said that it would start in China and then go around the world, and a worldwide collapse. So you're right, a capital flight out of China and Hong Kong, they would collapse. And I did see something where they've already devalued the currency and our markets are way down. So, folks, it's a warning, I think, to people. Make sure you've got some cash on hand, because you probably are going to need it when this thing really collapses. Remember what we told you about what was going on in Pakistan and how the banks all shut down and you could only get a few pennies out. Well, what if I got a mortgage? Well, that's too bad. Well, then they can foreclose on you, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You have to always look at the ripple effects of what that would mean if your banks, your ATMs, all suddenly shut down. What are you going to do? If you don't have cash, how are you going to get groceries? If you haven't stocked up for a month or 3 months, how are you going to eat? What's it going to be like in the middle of the cities when the food stamps all close down? What do you think the people are going to do? Bedlam. We are moving, I believe, rapidly into this time of they're finishing up on a destabilization, and now we're moving into the final phase to destabilize the United States, and it's going to include rioting. We've already had the border crossings accelerate, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, like Hal Turner says, get ready. The world is entering in a very dangerous phase. It's not just America. Remember, this thing has to be worldwide. The chaos and the destabilization has to occur worldwide. Here's another one, Larry. I need your comments on this one. Breaking news, India absorbs Kashmir. War with Pakistan now a foregone conclusion. What's going on over there? What can you tell us? Can you not tell us?
Yeah, we talked yesterday. We told people about the 180,000, troops that India had moved into the Kashmir area and that were moving that direction. But basically, India came out today and forcefully absorbed Kashmir. In other words, the president of India, Ram Nath Kovind, he signed an order, a resolution, taking Kashmir as a territory of India, and he's already moved 180,000 troops. Now he's moving thousands of Indian troops being airlifted to Kashmir, and he's basically took it over. I mean, by their a presidential decree in India, plus their mm-hmm. parliament standing behind it, and he's got the forces to seize it. Now, at the same time, there's reports that the police in Kashmir are warning the residents to prep for imminent nuclear war, and it's being, talked about that Pakistan literally does not have the armed forces to conventionally stop, the Indian takeover because of the forces that's been put into play of Kashmir. So they are now, they've got one card to play, and that's the nuclear card. And the latest I've read is that Pakistan is in consultation and discussion with China at the moment about introducing nuclear warfare to that region and going after India with nukes. And the people in Kashmir have already been told to gather water, food, and get in shelters. So anything could happen. At the same time, I had a comment. Oh, I was going to comment that Hal Turner's intel, covert intel, is reporting that this information between between Pakistan and India is very conclusive, and it seems like that's the way it's moving. He's reporting that India has already apparently taken off the first-time strike ban. In other words, you know, they had a ban that they wouldn't strike first, but apparently they've moved out from under that, and they've already warned that if China interferes between the conflict with India and Pakistan, that India will nuke China and Pakistan. So this could develop into a really major war quick.
Well, it has the strange rumbles of that prophecy that World War III would start in an area nobody would think it would start in, which is kind of, unless you're really briefing yourself on the news, nobody really talks about India and Pakistan. So I guess that would fulfill that part of it. But further, that once the war over there started, it would go nuclear, and it would slowly expand, which kind of indicates that China might jump into it. Well, then somebody else jumps into it, and somebody else jumps into it, and the missiles, nuke missiles, start flying all over the place. And there you have World War III. In fact, those prophecies said it would envelope the Middle East, come over to America, and ultimately Japan. Now, the only problem with some of that is that it appears, anyway, from the prophecies, not necessarily in that order, but that America is one of the first to be nuked and taken out of the way, which would make perfect sense to China and to Russia if they want the goodies of the Middle East. So, boy, this sounds like this could go. And anytime. So if they revoke the first strike, the prohibition, that means they're getting ready to go ahead and launch, I would think. Is that the way you would read that?
Yeah, some of the intel in the covert intel indicate that once this would begin, that not only the Indian forces would fire, you know, into the region out of India, but also they've got naval forces that are capable of firing missiles that are scattered across a large area, so they could really strike almost anywhere they wanted to hit in that region. And the interesting thing is that, you know, I can't remember for sure, but I do believe that the U.S. has some pacts with India, I believe. And I know Israel also has made some commitments, military commitments. So there you have the U.S. and Israel and India possibly linked together. But then on the other hand, you've got China and Russia and Pakistan and Iran and North Korea. And North Korea launched two more missiles today. There's something really going on behind the scenes.
Well, it seems like world chaos is developing rapidly. And here we are coming up on the 9th of Av. We had possibly, I'm not saying it was, but it seemed like very odd that we would have, excuse me, a 7-day warning. And like we did have for 2 days, the 3rd and the 4th. And of course, 9th of Av goes to the 10th and the 11th. So 7 days, both days. Kind of a fascinating little deal, kind of a warning, I guess, to people. Prepare. And here's that headline you were talking about. Police in Kashmir warn residents, prepare for nuclear war. Warn residents to build underground bunkers to prepare for possible nuclear war in a disputed region, which is on edge after a string of deadly border clashes. This week's warning is a repeat of a similar warning issued in the winter of 2013. The warning comes as India moves 180,000 troops. By now, I'm sure it's a lot more. Do you have any kind of a total? This must be getting into the 250,000, 300,000 troops at this point.
No, there's no total. We know the other day that it was 180,000 basically had been infiltrated into Kashmir. And today there was a post that India was airlifting thousands of Indian troops that way. So, and by the way, the latest I'd heard or noted was that India at the present time has the air superiority over Kashmir. So Pakistan, as you know, as the it seems like some of the experts that were talking with Hal Turner, you know, contacts that he's got in India, they're indicating that Pakistan is going to have assistance from China, and they're going to have to go nuclear because they simply don't have the conventional forces to go against the forces India's already got set in front of them.
So they might, of course, back down and wait and then hit them rather than escalate it at this point in time. If they don't have the forces to fight India, what are they going to do other than missiles? Or back down and be quiet for a little while? Good point.
Well, Pakistan's pretty radical, and a lot of connections with terror groups and Iran and some of the other, you know, especially China. Mm-hmm. And, you know, China right now is, you know, in a situation of wanting to expand their power, so they may take advantage of this somehow.
Yeah, I wonder if there's any big troop movements in China at this point in time that would be indicative of the fact that they might get involved in it somehow. I wonder. Well, won't know about that. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, that's totally unknown. It would probably be more than troop movements. There would probably be ships or missile cruisers or et cetera that would be moving down towards the Indian Ocean, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
okay.
And Stuart, you know well as I do that India and China have almost come to war before, so they're not friends or even close.
Yep. This may be something China could exploit. And with what's going on with the Chinese economy, war might be a good thing. They almost always resort to war when you're having bad economic problems. So who knows? Back into the United States, anomaly, Dayton shooter, Connor D. Betts, seemed to have died in Connecticut back in 2014. What's that about, Larry? Sounds like maybe...
Oh, not only that, it's so interesting, Stuart, that not only apparently, and Hal Turner has this posted also, the funeral home report of his death and his sister, the very same name as the sister in the shooting.
Megan. I went and got a picture, and you line him up against the picture that where he's theoretically died. It's the same guy. There's no question. They've just aged him. So now the question is, did he actually die, or did they find a lookalike, or he not exist at all? What? You know, the nation is being played by our own government. The whole thing is nothing but a scam, folks. They're scamming you every chance they get. And as I've said before repeatedly, the American people will put up with anything rather than resist. And now we have, he's got a picture of the death from the funeral home.
Yeah. It screams false flag. But it's almost like is the American population so retarded? I'll use that word instead of stupid. Is it so retarded they just don't have a clue they're being played?
I think they are. I don't think they would believe it. Well, here's who are the victims. This is an article on the shooting at Dayton, and here it is. Megan Betts, white female, 22. Now, if you go back into where he theoretically died, so did he die and they're just using a replacement, or what is going on? Fascinating, fascinating stuff. Here is an obituary from Nicholson and Carmen Funeral Home in Connecticut from the year 2014 with the deceased of the same name. Now, like Hal Turner says, well, might have the same name. That wouldn't be unusual. He says, now, it is not uncommon for more than one person to have the same name. But in this case, the dead Connor Betts also had a sister named Megan, just like the sister reportedly killed in the Dayton shooting. To some, this sounds too strange to be a coincidence. Or is it? Anyway, we've got other reports. Now, down there in El Paso, there were a number of reports of what? 4 to 5 different shooters? Not just one?
Yeah, there were a number. I actually saw one or two of the interviews, and people that were there when it happened saw 3 or 4 at least black-clad individuals that were shooting. Mm-hmm. And Dave Hodges did a post, and he had some information and some sounds where there was definitely more than one type of gun being used at the very same time. Shooting together, you know, there were multiple guns being shot. So, Stuart, it's amazing. Why only Hal Turner or why only one or two people, individuals, are asking these questions when they're blaring out just like it should be headlines across the country? But guess what? Now with the new policy, I guess the FBI, if you choose to begin to talk like there's some type of conspiracy going on, why, they're going to have to put you away and surveil you and take your gun. So maybe everybody in the country, Stuart, is too scared to even resist anymore. I don't know. It's just amazing where we've come to. We never thought we'd be in this place where we had a government that could commit treason, the insiders of the government that commit treason and sedition and a coup attempt to take down a sitting president, and nobody goes to jail.
Yeah. Total lawlessness. For the deep state guys listening, total lawlessness, part of prophecy that Babylon America would become totally lawless. Totally lawless. That's exactly what's happened. The people that are really doing the damage walk around free, like Hillary, Bill, and the rest of them, Clapper, Brennan, Schumer, Pelosi, Republican rhinos. This is all orchestrated. Every bit of this is a big scam. They're scamming the American people for one reason. Get control of those guns so the killing fields can start. Not that we didn't have abortion killing fields, but like we've mentioned before, if the Lord were to require adult deaths for the babies that have been butchered in the womb, probably not too many Americans will be left standing. The Lord may have a reason why he's going to allow this to take place. In the Sorcher Fall, that ne'er-do-well, it's kind of interesting, posted an article about, basically, mind control. According to the sections of a highly classified document we're permitted to mention, the CIA has contained in their public viewable library a document titled CIA Mind Control Project, including assassin making, the details of which, when combined with hundreds of news articles, revealed the ideal mind control assassin would be a young man in his late teens or early 20s who considered themselves loners or social outcasts whose mental social construct, i.e. antisocial, rested outside of mainstream thought. An exact description of 21-year-old El Paso mass shooter Patrick Crucius, I guess, and 24-year-old Dayton, Ohio mass shooter Connor Betts, if Connor Betts is really Connor Betts. It's kind of like Obama and his Social Security number. It was proven a fake. Obama's Social Security number is a total fraud. It's from somebody that died a long time ago. His birth certificate, total fraud. Remember, the sheriff went over to Hawaii. They proved it was a total fraud. Did anybody listen to a sheriff department? a law enforcement officer, an investigative team. It's like 9/11. Did anybody really investigate how those buildings were pulled, how explosives were put in there? You can't, how do I word this? You cannot fall a building the way 9/11 Twin Towers fell with kerosene from jet fuel. Folks, think about this. If it was really jet fuel, which doesn't rise to a temperature enough to melt steel like it did, you would have to have jet fuel in all four corners where the steel columns were and those in the middle, and they would all have to burn at the same temperature at the same time for that building to come down straight like they did. And don't forget that number seven, the guy was right on TV and said, we pulled the building, just like they pulled the Twin Towers. The American people have been scammed and scammed and scammed. And frankly, I'm like Trump. I don't blame China for taking advantage of us. I don't blame Deep State for scamming the American people. If they can get away with it, more power to them. That's my attitude, but then I'm not from here anymore. When I met the Lord, I left planet Earth and the Matrix, and this is all about the Matrix. There's trouble in the Matrix, and I hope you're prepared, folks. I really pray you are prepared. This thing is not good. Let's put it that way. Not good. What's going on is deadly. What else you got, Larry, before we shut down?
Well, not only that, is look at what's infiltrated Congress. Matter of fact, there was a report today that Ilhan Omar and Tlaib and a delegation has went to Israel. They're over there to cause problems. They hate Israel. And U.S. Politics and News.com and some others put out a report I read the other day, really interesting. It says, you know, it's kind of like... who is Barack Hussein Obama, and who is Barry Satoru? And it was basically saying, who is Ilhan Omar? If that's true, then who is Ilhan Elmi, E-L-M-I, whose father is Ahmed Nur Syed Elmi, a warlord in Somalia, who they used, Ilhan and them used a fraudulent name to get into the U.S., and now she's in Congress under the fraudulent name. Here we are again, but nobody asked the questions. And now her Somali warlord father got in, too. And we've been infiltrated, Stuart, and the American people still sit back. And they don't even get on the Internet hardly and talk. I guess they're scared. Oh. I don't know.
I think they are. I think they're very frightened, and ran into that on 9/11. Everybody ran for cover. Folks, if you're afraid of the government, they've already won. You might as well just pack it up, pack your bag, get ready to go to a FEMA camp, because that's where you're going to go. That's where it's headed. And here, I just want to go back to the CFR, Deep State, Global Deep State. Now, they quote a lady who Kathleen Belew writes for the New York Times. The Supreme Court has ruled that the Second Amendment protects the right to own guns in common use. This doesn't cover semi-automatic weapons. Oh, really? It doesn't. You see, this is the kind of communist propaganda that's out there. It's too bad. We've lost this nation, folks. You're done. And I've been telling people for the last 25 years, you're done. You're done. It's just taken. I remember when the Lord took me to Washington, showed me it's over. We had somehow crossed the line, and he was going to destroy the United States. And the people he's using to destroy the United States will in turn be utterly destroyed and taken to eternal hellfire for what they did. You can warn them. They're just laughing. They're mocking you. They think this is all ridiculous. They're idiots, basically. They have given the finger to Jesus Christ, God the Father, and the Holy Ghost, and the Bible. They hate the Bible. Why? Because it exposes them for who and what They are. Anyway, good night. Thanks a lot, Larry, for coming on. And we'll keep you posted if this war develops and we go nuclear over there in India, Pakistan. Anyway, good night. Heads up. Take it easy. Night.